Last year was the deadliest since 1990 for boaters on North Carolina's lakes and waterways. State and local law enforcement officials are increasing patrols and pushing safety this holiday weekend as the summer boating season begins. WFAE's David Borax has more.
35 people died in boating accidents statewide in 2018, the most since 1990 when 37 died. That's according to data released this month by the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. 29 of those who died were not wearing life vests.
You can get in a boat and you seem to leave your brain at home because there's just hasn't been over the years that many rules and regulations pertaining to boating.
That's Larry Medock, chairman of the U.S. Water Sports Industry Association based in Orlando, Florida. Medock says many boaters seem to be oblivious to the rules of the water, from wearing life jackets to not making large wakes near shores and docks. Medock spoke on a dock at Ramsey Creek Park on Lake Norman during a safety briefing hosted by Cornelius Police Department Lake Patrol. In the Charlotte area last year, one person died on Lake Wylie and two people died on Lake Norman. Cornelius Lake Patrol Sergeant Matthew Figaro says some boating safety problems are common.
Kids with no life jackets, over-intoxication, the unawareness of rules, the wake violations, you know, those are the typical things that we address every day.
Figaro says better education can help. State law says anyone born after January 1, 1988 must complete an approved boater education course. Other advice, appoint a designated driver who won't drink and a water watcher who isn't texting, fishing, or socializing. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.